This week, Ford made some big news when they announced that their F-150 pickup, which is the most popular vehicle of any kind, outselling all other cars and trucks and SUVs and minivans, Ford announced that starting with the 2015 model year, which would mean it would be in dealerships later on this year, they are dumping steel and going with aluminum. The F-150 will have an all-aluminum body. What does this mean for the future of pickups and, in fact, for the future of the auto industry? Joe White is the senior editor at the Wall Street Journal who writes the Eyes on the Road column and joins me now to discuss this. Hi, Joe. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
What does it mean that Ford has said, you know what, we're going aluminum instead of steel?
Well, it's a big deal. What it means, this is how the federal fuel economy rules are starting to really affect what you buy at the showroom. And that's long before you get to this maximum of 54.5 miles per gallon out in 2025. This is absolutely critical a vehicle for Ford. As you said, they need to make it much more fuel efficient than it is. And they looked around and said, well, what are we going to do? We're going to make it less powerful and less capable? No. Are we going to make it smaller? No. Let's make it a lot lighter. And so they went for aluminum. And I got to tell you, they stressed that what they're going for here is something that's basically a military grade aluminum, at least in certain ways. That's what they say. They're trying to convince people you can make a fully capable, tough work truck out of aluminum, and it's going to be okay, and you're still going to be able to afford it. And that last part is going to be really a challenge for Ford because aluminum is not cheap.
So the truck is now going to weigh about 700 pounds less, and that's certainly a good way to get to the fuel efficiency. When you say military-grade aluminum, are there things that the military is using in Iraq and Afghanistan now that are aluminum trucks?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know about trucks, but certainly aluminum. The military uses aluminum in a lot of its fighting vehicles for the same reason that Ford wants to use it in the F-150, and that's because aluminum is lighter, square inch for square inch, if you will, than steel. And the lighter it is, the more efficient it is. I mean, I got not to wander off, but let me just say that nobody is more serious about fuel economy than the military. Because to get a gallon of gasoline into a war zone is hugely expensive, hundreds of dollars a gallon. So Ford is, to some degree, is following the military's lead, although I'm sure they're not going quite as far out in terms of cost as the Army or the Marines would. But it's the same basic problem: is you need to have the capability, you need to have the size. How do you make it light so that it's not as inefficient and gobbling up as much fuel?
How is Ford going to prove to its customers and potential new customers that aluminum trucks are the way to go?
Well, you know what? They are starting now in advance of the auto show. They had a whole bunch of journalists, myself included, in a sort of a round of interviews, and they certainly are showing this at the Detroit Auto Show to try to demonstrate just how durable this vehicle is. And one quick example, this is great. You know, they built a truck for the recent Baja 1000 race, which is, you know, this torture race across the outback in Mexico. And without telling anyone, certainly not telling us in the media, they made the truck out of aluminum. So they flogged this thing 1,000 miles across the desert of Mexico, and they did pretty well. The truck held up perfectly fine. And now they're telling us, you know what, this truck is made of aluminum. See, it did just fine in this sort of, you know, hellscape out there. It'll do fine in your hands. And they're going to, I think, you're probably going to be tired of hearing about how durable the aluminum F-150 is by the time the thing actually hits showrooms later on this year.
All right, but let's go back to the price point, because that's what the consumer is going to care about that. Certainly the strength of the truck is important. But if the price of the F-150 goes up, as I pointed out, it's the most popular vehicle in the land. What's going to happen there if they are saying to their people, look, we got you a lighter truck, so you're going to be more fuel efficient when you're driving it, but you're going to have to pay more up front. Will people buy that?
Well, that's a good question, and they're going to have to be very careful about this. And they have, again, I mean, without telling us the specifics, the Ford folks have insisted that they are not going to try to take the F-150 out of the quite broad price range that it's in right now, sort of mid 20,000 range, all the way up into 40,000 or 50,000 if you get, you know, the Super King Ranch Platinum, et cetera. But they can't look. Their competitors, General Motors and Dodge and Toyota and Nissan, are not going to cut them any slack. If they come out with a truck that's overpriced compared to particularly compared to the Chevrolet Silverado, the Chevrolet is going to go after them. And I think the Ford folks aren't stupid. They understand this. So they're going to have to, for the benefit of their shareholders, they're going to have to demonstrate that they really can build an aluminum truck and save enough money throughout the whole process of putting it together and selling it, then at the end of the day, they're still making lots of money, but they're not having to try to charge people, above market price for the vehicle. Having said that, I will say I think the Ford folks are taking a bet that if they can deliver sort of eye-popping fuel economy, that they will get people, to pay a premium. But it's not going to be a huge premium. Especially if gasoline prices keep falling or stabilizing as they have done.
Are the other companies that you mentioned going to follow Ford's lead?
Good question. Right now, the message we have, particularly from General Motors and Ram, the Chrysler brand, is that they don't really see the value in an all aluminum truck. They've each got slightly different strategies for going at this problem. I will say that there's a lot of talk in Detroit that GM is looking for ways to redo the Silverado over time. They just launched it new last year, but to redo the Silverado over time so that it's lighter, maybe not all aluminum, but maybe more aluminum, and we have to see that. Ram, the Chrysler brand, Ram is really going a slightly different route. They're putting these very sort of multi-gear 8-speed transmissions in their Ram trucks, and they're starting to offer a diesel, relatively small but efficient diesel in the light-duty Ram truck, which they've never done before. And that's their answer to the question of how do you get superior fuel economy. So everyone's figuring out what's the best solution. What are the customers in this segment going to accept? And you don't see this very often in any business. Big bets on very different technologies, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of years.
I would think that the third obstacle that Ford has to overcome, one, the first being the price point, and the second, convincing people that the aluminum is strong enough, is kind of, I call it 2B, if you will, which is, will people who buy pickup trucks and need them for heavy-duty purposes, will they believe that the lighter F-150 can do the job hauling what they need to do? Or are these people going to say, well, I may have to go to the 250 or the 350?
Well, first of all, if people decide to buy an F-250 instead of an F-150, no one will be happier than Ford because it's a higher priced vehicle and they make plenty of money on it. I'm going to try to answer your question seriously. Look, that is absolutely the critical job that Ford marketing and Ford marketing people and Ford dealers are going to have to succeed at. They're going to have to succeed at convincing people that this aluminum is not does not involve a sacrifice on the part of the customer. They did it with EcoBoost. Remember, not that long ago, when anyone who considered buying a V6 and a large pickup like this, most people would say, well, that's crazy. It's going to be underpowered and it's going to be a lousy truck. You won't want it. Well, Ford convinced everybody that their EcoBoost, not everybody, but they convinced a lot of people that their six-cylinder EcoBoost was actually the perfect solution, efficient and powerful. And you could even haul more than or tow a bigger trailer than with a lot of V8s. They put that message across, and now 40% or so of F-150s go out with that engine, and it's at a premium price. I think they're betting that they can do it again with aluminum. I thought you were going to raise an issue, which I think Ford's going to have to address as well in terms of sort of the durability and the amount of abuse. And that's what's the repair cost. Aluminum is not like steel, and repairing it is not the same as steel. And when people start banging up the front ends and the back ends and the beds of their beautiful new aluminum trucks, how much is it going to cost to get them repaired? That's a question Ford is going to have to answer because, as you say, a lot of people use these things for real work.
A lot of auto body shops across America are going to get into the aluminum business if this thing works, and the others follow suit as well. Joe White is the Eyes on the Road columnist and senior editor for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for joining me, as always, Joe.
Anytime. Paul Harris, America Weekend.